Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Apparently the Eagles don't have any weaknesses there, Ike. No weaknesses at all. 10-1. The only team that can beat the Eagles is the Eagles.
That's the word. That's the word around the campfire.
Right now it looks that way. Mike Quick's going to join us. He's brought to you by Hers. Do what Mike Quick does before each and every game and pick up a couple of bags of the Hers chips, Hers tortillas, and Hers Chickies crab fries flavored popcorn. Hers Forever Good. I haven't had that yet, Ike. I got to get that.
Yeah.
Get your popcorn ready.
Yeah, what are you waiting on?
Get your popcorn ready, as T.O. wants it. So let's play the – can we play Rodney Harrison, then we'll bring Mike on. Here's Rodney Harrison on Sunday Night Football. There you go. You heard a while. They tried to talk him out of it, and he said, no. I said the Eagles. Mike Quick joins us. Mike, does this team have weaknesses? Is there a weakness on this team right now?
You know, I've had the same question several times over the past couple of weeks, and as much as I ponder that question, I cannot come up with a legitimate answer.
Yeah.
And I have to agree, and I've always kind of liked the analysis of Rodney's, and I agree with him. If this team is healthy and if this team do what they're really good at doing, I don't see how anyone can beat them. That's just, you know, you don't want to go too far with this thing, but when you're being realistic and you look at what they're doing, that's a real point of view.
Yeah. I mean... And it's not sort of a cocky thing. It's just the reality of the situation, and this is how good they played, Mike. I wonder when we look at them right now. Granted, some of the competition has been a little inferior, and we know it's going to get a little tougher as we move forward here, especially in the playoffs. It certainly will be a lot tougher. When you look at this matchup coming up this week against Seattle, and the Eagles are 6-point favorites right now, on the road. Seattle hasn't been underdogs at home since 2012, Mike.
Yes.
Is this bulletin board material for the Seahawks, or does it matter?
I think it all matters until the ball is kicked off. Once the ball is kicked off, it gets back to what guys are doing on the field, how well they're prepared, and how well they execute what they do. Uh-huh. Well, with that in mind, this team has done such a phenomenal job of preparing for opponents, preparing for taking away strengths of opponents, and they've just been really good at methodically taking apart teams that are really good in some areas. Think about this team, Chicago, coming in here, not a great football team, but a team that can really run the football. They're ranked fifth in the league in rushing the football. They gained 6 yards rushing the ball.
No,
that was because the quarterback got loose and made a play.
No, I agree. This defense has really smothered every offense they've faced over the last month. What, one touchdown over the last month they've given up? So they've been outstanding. Yep. I'm going to look at this offensive side of the ball, and one of the things that I'm noticing more than anything is that Carson and Alshon Jeffrey seem to have found rhythm and chemistry. They look a lot better now, Mike, really over the last month. I think Alshon has 5 or 6 touchdowns in the last 4 games than they did the first month of the season. What are you seeing with those two that has allowed them to be successful as they have over the last month?
I think you're on point. I think they are more comfortable. I think that he understands Alshon's stride, and even when he's held up a little bit, understands his speed and how far to put the ball out in front of him or when to throw that back shoulder. But I would also take into account the schemes and the way they're setting him up. The play down the sideline on Sunday, the back shoulder play, it was a situation where they knew they were going to get one-on-one coverage. They knew exactly who was going to be covering him, and they knew the matchup. They knew that's what they wanted. So part of it is the scheme and making sure that in certain situations they match him up properly, and part of it is they really now have a better feel for one another during game speed, not just practice and things that they were doing in the summer, but game speed. It's a different thing, and it's a different timing of when a receiver is getting held up and the quarterback figuring out just how fast he is at certain points down the field.
Hey, Mike, how would you, being an offensive guy, how would you try to attack this Eagles defense? If you were a coordinator coming up this week for whatever team, what would you try to do to exploit this defense? Because you look at them, we talk about there really aren't weaknesses. There really aren't weaknesses. Run, pass, they pretty much do it all. What would you do to try to exploit them?
To exploit the defense?
Yeah, the Eagles defense.
Huh.
Would you try to run? Would you try, like Ike and I talked about this yesterday? And
I didn't have real good answers either. So
what he would try to do is maybe try to throw it over the top and try to make some big plays.
I just gave up on trying to run the football. I'm saying you got to choose one or the other. You just try to throw the ball against the guys.
John, I don't know how you listen. That is a very good question, and I don't have the answer for that. I simply don't know how. Because if you're right, if you can throw the ball over the top, when are you going to have time to throw it over the top?
Problem.
Right.
Listen, if you double team Fletcher Cox, then Timmy Journey is going to beat you. If you double team Timmy Jernigan, Fletcher is going to beat you. And so they're going to break down the pocket, and then the guys are going to come off the edge because they're faster than most guys that line up on the edge. They'll line up in those wide techniques, and they'll get pressure on you. I don't see how you hold it long enough to throw the ball down the field. They don't allow you to run the ball. They smother you in the run game. It's a tough out for any offensive coordinator.
You're going to need somebody like Brady to beat this team.
That's it. You need somebody like the way Manning used to go to the line of scrimmage and just nitpick and just chunk little chunks as move the ball down the field, or Tom Brady, who doesn't mind being patient and hitting little plays and little plays and little plays until a big one comes. You have to have somebody with that type of skill, in my mind, to beat this defense right now.
Quarterback play. Yeah, I mean, it's probably the easiest answer, Mike.
And you got to have the highest level of quarterback play, not just any quarterback play. This defense is playing so well on all three levels, D-line, linebackers, and the secondary. Mike's right. You're going to need a quarterback that's experienced enough to dissect the defense and then patient enough to take what the defense is giving you, and then when you get an opportunity to make a play down the field, you better have the skill position guys that can make the play down the field.
That's what I see. But, you know, you look at Russell Wilson this week that they're going to face. He can do a lot of things outside the structure of the play design, but I still don't think that there's enough because they don't have enough in the run game or a passing game other than Jimmy Graham when they get down in the red zone. In my mind, they don't have enough to really take on this team and win against the Eagles at this point.
One-dimensional for sure. They can't run the ball. Their MO before was defense, run the ball, make plays, Russell Wilson. Now they can't run the ball. They don't even try to run the ball really anymore. We're talking to Mike Quick. He'll be on the call with Merrill Reese on Sunday out in Seattle, Sunday Night Football, Eagles and Seahawks here on 94 WIP. Hey, Mike, what surprised you this year more, the offense or the defense? Because I think a lot of people could have seen Carson Wentz making that next step. And you brought in Alshon Jeffrey, and Zach Ertz has become the tight end we thought he could be, and they're doing very well in the running game, although better than I thought. But the defense, for me, kind of snuck up on just how good they are. What do you think? More surprised about the defense this year?
Yeah, I'm with you there. I already felt like this offense, they would score points. There are enough weapons on the offense to score points. My questions were on the defense and how well the defense would perform. Well, any questions that I had, they have been answered already. This is a very solid defense from front to back. And at all levels, they've got guys that are playing outstanding football, and that's what you have to have. D-line, you've got to have some studs in there that you would say this guy's playing at an all-pro level. I think there are at least two. The next level, linebackers, you got to have guys all-pro level. I think Nigel Branham all year long has just been a stud. Michael Kendricks playing some of his best football. On the back end, their guys, Malcolm Jenkins, you know, Rodney McLeod, and even the guys on the outside, they're getting it done. So the defense, to me, coming into this season, there are questions. They've been answered.
Yeah, they really have.
Well, I tell you, two more All-Pros we get to listen to every time these guys get on the field. That's yourself and my Uncle Merrill Reese. You guys have been doing an outstanding job calling these blowouts, right? You got to keep everybody tuned in. You guys up in there in the press box or booth having a jolly old time. You haven't had to sweat any games out. You know, You ready for a few close games, or you don't mind having the blowouts?
Well, you know what? I really enjoy close games where you're on the edge of your seat and you don't know which way the thing is going to turn. I enjoy those as long as we end up on the right side of the
right.
Yeah, it's definitely nice with that. Hey, Mike, last thing I want to ask you is, are you interested to see how this is not an easy game from Carson Wentz and the team? They really haven't faced a tough matchup, it seems like, since Carolina. Going out there to Seattle Sunday Night Football, a team that's really desperate for a win to remain in the playoff race. You interested to see how Carson fares against those fans, communication problems? I mean, really everything that they're going to have to experience on Sunday night, they haven't this year yet.
Yeah, I am, because, you know, Ike said it earlier in the conversation, it's a different level. Seattle's a better team than the last couple of teams. Chicago, Dallas, they're just not that good right now. Seattle is a better team. Though they have their deficiencies, they're a better football team. They've got one of the better front sevens in all of football. Yeah, they're missing some of their key players on the back end, but you know, they still have Bobby Wagner in the middle of that defense. Mm-hmm. They still have great pass rushes coming off the edge, and Clark and Michael Bennett. It's a really good football team, and I think a step above what they played over the past couple of weeks, and it's going to be a really good challenge for this team to go out there in an area where most teams can't even fathom winning a football game. It's a good challenge for them to go out there and win this one, because once you get to the playoffs, it's a different level, just as going out to Seattle and trying to get a win.
Yeah, Ike says it all the time. Hey, Mike, enjoy. So you fly out Saturday, then you get to spend the whole week on the West Coast, little rest and relaxation, Los Angeles area, Mike?
Yeah, I might even stick my toes in the water.
He ain't doing that. You stick your toes on somebody's fairway somewhere. I know that much, though.
You know that's where I'm going to be.
Awesome. Mike, thank you. We'll talk to you, and we'll listen on Sunday. Thanks, man.
All right,
guys. Take care.
Is Mike Quick. Yeah, he's going to get a couple. About 72 in.
72 a day. He'll get 72 hours a day of golf in out there.
Hey, if we had more advance notice of this show where we are right now, maybe we would have been spending some time in Los Angeles. Yeah. I love Los Angeles.
I think the big dog is going, right?
The big dog's going.
He's very happy that this is not a night game.
I can't blame him.
If it's a night game, he's got to stay up there until like 7:30, and then his show would start at, what would it be, like 2 a.m. Los Angeles
3
time?
3 a.m.
Yeah. Oh, so
3 a.m. local time.
Have they decided not to flex the game?
They're not flexing the game, no.
Oh, I missed that.
It'll
be
4:25. It came out earlier today, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
with
cool.
The Ravens winning last night means they're keeping that game for whatever reason. And I'm very happy that we're not dealing with the Sunday night games are great and all.
Yeah.
But when I'm having trouble staying awake before the game starts, I don't need all that.
Right. You gotta take a nap before the game starts.
Yes, we do. We definitely do. Hey, coming up, Doug Peterson's post-game speech. We'll get back into this because there are people, despite what Mike Quick and Ike Reese and Ronnie Harrison says, there's people out there that says there are weaknesses on this Eagles team. We'll talk about that next. But Doug Peterson's post-game speech, how did he do? Ike last week gave the thumbs up.
I did?
Kind of.
Yeah, I got to holler at Doug. I got to talk to him.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.